Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 11th, 2024, through Friday, November 15th, 2024. Monday, November 11th, 2024. New York man admits conspiring to engage in multi-million-dollar wire fraud scheme. Terrell Fuller admitted conspiring to commit wire fraud that caused losses of more than $2 million. According to documents filed in this case and statements made in court, Fuller and his co-conspirators submitted a fraudulent application to the Small Business Administration, SBA, which caused the SBA to provide them with approximately $1.2 million. They also opened bank accounts in the names of various entities and individuals, deposited illegally obtained or fraudulent checks into those accounts, and then withdrew and attempted to withdraw money from the accounts. Fuller, using stolen personal identifying information, fraudulently rented locations to live in New York and failed to pay more than $400,000 in rent and fees for those locations. Fuller and his co-conspirators obtained more than $2 million in money and property through their fraudulent actions. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, November 12, 2024. Former Comptroller General in Ecuador sentenced in international bribery and money laundering scheme. Carlos Ramon Polet Fagioni, the former Comptroller General of Ecuador, was sentenced to 10 years in prison and ordered to forfeit $16.5 million for his role in a multi-million-dollar international bribery and money laundering scheme in which he received over $10 million in bribes and laundered those bribes in South Florida. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, between 2010 to 2015, Polet solicited and received over $10 million in bribe payments from Odebrecht S.A., the Brazil-based construction conglomerate. Polet, in his position as Comptroller General of Ecuador, was responsible for protecting public funds against fraud and rooting out corruption. Instead, Polet took bribes from Odebrecht in exchange for removing fines and not imposing fines on Odebrecht's projects in Ecuador. Additionally, in or around 2015, Polet received a bribe from an Ecuadorian businessman in exchange for assisting the businessman with obtaining certain contracts with the state-owned insurance company of Ecuador. From in or about 2010 and continuing until at least 2017, at the direction of Polet, another member of the conspiracy caused proceeds of Polet's bribery scheme to disappear by using Florida companies registered in the names of friends and associates, often without the associates' knowledge. The conspirators also used funds from Polet's bribery scheme to purchase and renovate real estate in Florida. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, November 13, 2024. North Carolina woman pleads guilty to wire fraud and money laundering in connection with embezzlement of funds from her employer. Rhonda Rochelle Candidate pleaded guilty to a two-count criminal information charging her with wire fraud and money laundering in connection with a scheme to embezzle funds from her employer between 2021 and 2022. According to U.S. Attorney General Gerald L. Karam, between March 2021 and July 2022, Candidate was employed as an accounting specialist at Henry Molded Projects Company, Henry Molded, in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Between October 2021 and June 2022, Candidate entered false payment entries for former Henry Molded employees into Henry Molded's third-party payroll software, causing the software to issue direct deposit payments for Henry Molded's bank accounts to bank accounts controlled by Candidate in the name of the former employees. This fraud not only financially injured Henry Molded, it also harmed the former employees by creating an overpayment for tax purposes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, November 14, 2024. Eagan, Minnesota woman pleads guilty to wire fraud and $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Kasar Jama, the principal of Ghetto Community Services, and Elon Child Care Center, Inc., pleaded guilty to her role in the $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to court records, Jama enrolled Ghetto Community Services and Elon Child Care Center, Inc., in the federal child nutrition program under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Future and Sponsor A, and operated sites in Pelican Rapids, Burnsville, and Minneapolis. One of the main food vendors for Jama sites was Haji Ashman Salad. Through his business, Haji's Kitchen, Salad provided Jama with false food invoices, which she used as part of her fraudulent claims for reimbursement from the federal child nutrition program. For example, Jama's Pelican Rapids site, a small town in west central Minnesota with a population of approximately 2,500 people, fraudulently claimed to have served more than 233,000 meals to children. From September 2021 to December 2021, with Haji's Kitchen as the supposed food supplier. In total, between June 2020 through 2022, Jama submitted at least $4.5 million in fraudulent claims for the Child Nutrition Program funds, some of which she spent on real estate and vehicles, including the purchase of a Tesla Model X. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, November 15, 2024. Two members of transnational money laundering organization plead guilty to laundering millions of dollars in drug proceeds. Lai Pai Tan pleaded guilty to his involvement in a conspiracy to launder tens of millions of dollars in drug proceeds on behalf of foreign drug trafficking organizations, including the Sinaloa Cartel and the Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generacion, the Jalisco Cartel. Earlier this year, on August 5th, a foreign national residing in Illinois pleaded guilty for his role in the same money laundering scheme. According to court documents, Lai Pai Tan, 46, of Buford, Georgia, and Cheojai Jen, 41, a Chinese national residing in Chicago, worked for an organization that laundered millions of dollars in proceeds related to the importation of illegal drugs into the United States, primarily through Mexico, and the unlawful distribution of these drugs. Tan, Chen, and their co-conspirators traveled throughout the United States to collect proceeds derived from trafficking in fentanyl, cocaine, and other drugs. They communicated and coordinated with co-conspirators in China and other foreign countries to arrange for the laundering of these proceeds through financial transactions that were designed to conceal the illicit source of the drug proceeds, including through a sophisticated trade-based money laundering scheme involving the purchasing of bulk electronics in the United States and the shipping of these electronics to co-conspirators in China. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.